Hello again, and welcome to Mornings for the Master, a program that is heard each weekday on the Gospel Radio Network at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. These programs are also replayed each evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and they are posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website within a day or so after that. That gives you the opportunity to hear programs you might have missed or be able to hear them again for further consideration. Mornings for the Master is heard each weekday and has a different host each day of the week. My name is Chris McElyea. I am your host on every Thursday on Mornings for the Master. Each day has a different course of study. And in our Thursday program, at this time, we are in the middle of a study of the book of John. Today, we move into chapter 10 in our study. We're going to be considering verses 1 through 10. So I hope that you'll stay with me for the next little bit. Open your Bible up and spend this time in God's Word. However, if you are driving or going down the road at this time, I would encourage you to not open your Bible at this time, but go back when you get to a safe place and off the road, and then you can go in there and consider these things. But wherever you're at, we are glad you are with us today. Now, let's go right to our text for the day. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Now, as we begin this 10th chapter of John, we need to notice that there is not a break in the narrative to really warrant the chapter break here. In chapter 9, a man who was born blind had been healed. We see that Jesus has come to bring light to the eyes. However, the religious leaders of the Jews think that they can see. And because of this, they remain in their sins. The people who recognize that they are in the darkness and that they are in need of the light will be forgiven by Jesus. For Jesus is the true light. But those who think that they can see and that they have light, in fact, will remain in the darkness and always be blind. And so, this discussion in chapter 9 is now carried on into chapter 10. As Jesus begins to talk about sheep and their shepherds. But now, if we go down in chapter 10 to verse 21, we see that the audience through all of this has not changed. In chapter 10, verse 21, others said, "These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" So the conclusion of this scene is some people declare that Jesus has a demon and that he is insane, while at the same time, some individuals recognize that the words of Jesus are not the words of someone who is possessed by demons. The question was asked, can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Jesus is attempting to teach these people who do not realize that they are blind, but in fact think they have spiritual 20/20 vision. They think that they believe. They think that they are followers of God. They think that they are saved, but in truth they are not. So as we consider chapter 10 this morning, Jesus is teaching us who are the ones that truly belong to him and who are the ones that are simply fooling themselves. Now chapter 10 begins with the thought that the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. Let's go back to verse 1. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. So, Jesus begins chapter 10 with an illustration. By using the shepherd here, Jesus is describing his own role. He is explaining what he is doing. and helping us to understand exactly who he is. He said in verse 1, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." So verse 1 begins with a statement of truth. Anyone who does not walk through a door, but climbs in another way, is a thief and a robber. This is true not only of sheep pens, but also of anything else. If you drive by a house and see someone trying to get into the house through the window, you likely know that this is not the owner of the house. It is a thief. It is a robber. So Jesus begins his illustration by saying that anyone who does not enter among the sheep by the door is not the right person. But the one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. It's really a simple picture for us to understand. Verse 2 says, "But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." The shepherd comes and calls his sheep. This is what shepherds do. And Jesus is a shepherd. Now, those religious leaders may have thought that Jesus was crazy or insane. But there is no insanity at all in what Jesus is doing. He is gathering his sheep. Notice verse number 3. "To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." Verse 3 is the key to what Jesus is teaching here. It is something to note that sheep know the voice of their shepherd. They will not follow another shepherd who is calling sheep. Shepherds would put their sheep with other shepherd's sheep within their pen. And so even with all the sheep mingled together in one pen, the shepherd needs to do nothing more than call for his sheep, and only those that are his will come out to him. Now, we don't live in a world where shepherding is a common thing anymore, and it's not automatically understood today, but what Jesus is teaching in verse 3 is something that everyone in those ancient times would have understood. Jesus is the shepherd, and he is gathering his sheep by calling them. His sheep know his voice and follow him. Verse 4 says, "And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." This is the first way we can know if we are his sheep. We hear the voice of Jesus and we follow him. In chapter 9, the blind man heard the voice of Jesus. He followed what Jesus told him to do, and he was healed. The Pharisees and Jewish leaders are simply not listening to the voice of Jesus. They are not following him, and therefore they are still in their sins. Will we follow the voice of strangers or the voice of Jesus? Jesus says that his sheep run away from anyone but Jesus. Jesus is the shepherd. If we're his sheep, we do not go after false ways or imposters. Now remember, Jesus is talking to the religious, not the lost world. It is very possible to think that you belong to God and in fact not belong to him at all. This should cause us to seriously question if we truly listen to the voice of Jesus and follow only him. Do you really know his teachings? Do you really read his words? Do you do exactly what he says? Do you follow him wherever he goes? The ancient shepherds in those days did not and still do not drive sheep. They lead their sheep, and their sheep follow them. Jesus does not drive his sheep. Jesus is leading his sheep. The question is, are you following him? There is a great value and a great reward that comes in following Jesus. Now notice verse 3 again. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus knows your name. Jesus knows who you are. Jesus knows who are his sheep. Jesus knows his sheep by name and can call them by name. Do we really need any more than this? Jesus knows you and is calling you by name to follow him. He knows you. Now notice, though, verses 5 and 6. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Those religious leaders did not know what Jesus was saying. Jesus has given a very clear illustration. He is calling his sheep to them, and those who are truly his sheep or his disciples listen to his voice and follow him. Yet, these blind people do not understand. They still think that they see, but their words and their deeds prove that they are completely blind. They think they see, but they are so blind. But before I'm too hard on them, I must examine myself to see if maybe I am just like them. Do we think we're following Jesus and that we are walking in the right path, but in fact Jesus is nowhere near us? Every step a sheep takes must be behind its shepherd. Now, let's consider why Jesus is calling his sheep. Verse 7 and following. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and have it more abundantly." Now, remember that those within earshot of Jesus were still blind in their understanding. And so Jesus tries once again, using the same theme but changing the illustration. In verse 7, it says, "Then Jesus said to them again, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.'" Jesus declares himself to be the door of the sheep. He assumes the role of the shepherd protector. He is the protector that provides protection for those who pass through it. The sheep that are outside of the sheep pen have no protection. Only his sheep are protected. Consider what Jesus is saying in verse 8. "All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." This is a very strong indictment by Jesus of those religious leaders. The prophets had repeatedly through the centuries condemned the leaders of Israel for harming God's sheep. Notice now Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning in verse 1. "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick. nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock become a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherd search for my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pastures, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold, and feed in a rich rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost, and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken, and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and feed them in judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I shall judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and goats. Is it too little for you to have eaten up the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, and to have drunk of the clear waters, that you must foul the residue with your feet? And as for my flock, they eat what you have trampled with your feet, and they drink what you have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat and the lean sheep, because you have pushed with side and shoulder, butted all the weak ones with your horns, and scattered them abroad. Therefore, I will save my flock and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslave them. And they shall no longer be a prey for the nations, nor shall beasts of the land devour them. But they shall dwell safely, and no one shall make them afraid. I will raise up for them a garden of renown, and they shall no longer be consumed with hunger in the land, nor bear the shame of the Gentiles any more. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. You are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are men, and I am your God, says the Lord. Consider Isaiah chapter 56 and verses 9 through 12. As he spoke of the irresponsibility of the leaders of Israel. All you beasts of the field, come to devour. All you beasts in the forest, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look their own way, every one for his own gain. From his own territory, come, one says, I will bring wine, and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today, and much more abundant. Consider the prophecy of Jeremiah in chapter 25, in verses 32 through 38. Behold, disaster shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the farthest parts of the earth. And at that day the slain of the Lord shall be from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented or gathered or buried. They shall become refuse on the ground. Wail, shepherds, and cry. Roll about in the ashes, you leaders of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and your dispersions are fulfilled. You shall fall like a precious vessel, and the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds, and a wailing of the leaders to the flock will be heard, for the Lord has plundered their pasture, and the peaceful dwellings are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his lair like the lion, for their land is desolate, because of the fierceness of the oppressor, and because of his fierce anger. Now, let's consider Jeremiah chapter 23 in verses 1 through 4, as we see the continual pattern of this illustration. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel against the shepherds who feed my people. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. The leaders of the people were selfish. They were self-centered. They did not care for the souls of the people. They hurt the sheep, and they scattered the flock. Even today, there are a great number of leaders, preachers, elders, and others who are looked up to as leaders in a local congregation. And if they are like these individuals, they are going to be called into judgment for hurting the sheep and scattering the flock. There is no room for selfish thinking to be a leader of God's flock. Now, in Jesus' day, he was saying that the true sheep were not listening to those leaders either. This is exactly what we saw in the blind man. He stood up to those blind leaders to the point that he was cast out of the camp. Israel's shepherds had failed in regards to this blind man. Those early day religious leaders are the robbers and thieves that Jesus speaks of. They are attempting to mislead the sheep away from God while they falsely claim to be their spiritual leaders. So Jesus goes back to what his role and purpose is when he says, I am the door. If you are not going through Christ, you are like a thief or a robber. But Jesus has come, and he is gathering his sheep together for a glorious purpose. Again, verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Notice that there are three things that Jesus is offering for those who come through him. One, whoever enters by Jesus will be saved. If you come to Jesus, you will find salvation from your sins. These leaders are remaining in their sins because they refuse to listen to Jesus, and they refuse to follow him. But Jesus is the only way to be saved. Now also, Jesus offers security. Whoever enters by Jesus will be secure. Jesus said that those who enter by him will go in and go out. There is spiritual safety and security with Jesus. When we are with Jesus, we are protected. When we are with Jesus, we are secure. We are safe. When we follow Jesus, we are spiritually safe. Now, a third thing is the fact that whoever enters by Jesus will be satisfied. Whoever enters the door by Jesus finds pastures. You will be provided for and satisfied when you are with Jesus. We are receiving security and joy from the shepherd who is acting for the supreme good of the sheep. We definitely will experience the best life with Jesus because he provides full satisfaction and the perfect care and guidance. Now verse 10 continues to sum up these blessings completely. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Indeed, the abundant life is to follow Jesus. The abundant life has nothing to do with material goods and stuff. The pasture isn't stuff. Jesus is offering the full life. Jesus offers you the abundant life. This life is not the full life. Seeking the things of this world will never give you a satisfying life. But to follow Jesus is to receive an abundant life. This is why Jesus came. He came to give you abundant life. Consider this. What Jesus is offering is not a restrictive life. Everyone looks at the Christian life as being a restrictive life. If this is what you think, then you are totally blind. If this is what you think, the world and false teachers have misinformed you and misled you, and you are not one of his sheep. What Jesus is talking about is the true abundant life, the satisfying life. Jesus is calling his sheep to give them life. Jesus gives his sheep life to the fullest. The question today is, who are you listening to? And what are you listening to? If you're a true disciple, you're only listening for the voice of Jesus. Who are you following? The true disciples only follow Jesus. What life do you have? If you're a true disciple, you have salvation and safety and satisfaction. In other words, you have the abundant life. Lessons for us from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. I hope you've enjoyed our time together today. I have certainly enjoyed being with you, and I have been encouraged by your presence. I would remind you this program will be replayed tonight at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It will be posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. Be sure and tune in tomorrow for Mornings for the Master with your host, Preston McElyea. And stay tuned today for all of the programming here on the Gospel Radio Network. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.